I'm Natalie Alvarez. I'm the director of the Department of Dramatic Arts production of Euripides' Medea, opening November 13th, 2008 in the Sean O'Sullivan Theater and closing November 15th. Rereading Euripides' Medea a couple years ago, I was struck by the immediacy and violence of the domestic dispute at the core of the play. And the conflict between Jason and Medea materialized very vividly in my mind in the language of modern media culture, specifically trash talk television. So in this production, a multimedia talk show forum replaces the ancient Greek amphitheater, and the chorus leader becomes talk show host, and live cameras track every moment in this media spectacle of betrayal and revenge. It's been an exciting collaborative process so far, reimagining the play in this language with David Vivian, our scenographer, Duncan McDonald in visual arts, in charge of sound design and consulting on the video work, which has been done by a very talented visual arts student, Tracy Van Oosten. We've also had a local band. They'll be performing live as part of the show's musical guests, and they've taken a choral ode from the play and turned it into a very beautiful rock ballad. So the music that would have accompanied the play in its historical context finds its way in. What's compelling for me about this concept is that the talk show forum is a familiar modern context in which private intimacies become public spectacle. And this is a typical feature that you find in ancient Greek tragedies. So I think this modern context allows us to approximate and reimagine this ancient blurring of private public. And it also allows us to navigate what is arguably one of the biggest challenges for actors performing in ancient Greek tragedies today, and that is becoming comfortable with this conflation of the private public and avoiding slipping into a declamatory, lofty speeches we so often encounter and performances of ancient Greek plays. I think the topicality of this production will disclose the timelessness of the text, but I think it will also invite us to reflect on the tragic and the ethics surrounding representations of the tragic. And we hope audiences enjoy it.